A man arrested in the Philippines last month is shedding light on links between terrorist groups operating in Southeast Asia and Al-Qaeda. His capture led police to a large arms cache in the southern Philippines that they say was headed for Singapore in a plot to blow up the U.S. embassy there. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Manila.
A few days after the U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan began last October, two men slipped into Singapore. Western diplomats say one of them was an Indonesian using the codename Mike. They say he was in the island nation to assist local militants in a plot to bomb the U.S. embassy in Singapore. Before the plan could be carried out, the local conspirators were arrested and Mike fled the country. Not long after that, police in Manila arrested a man for attempting to leave the Philippines using a fake passport. Police here believe that that man, a 30-year-old Indonesian named Fathur Rahman Al-Ghazi, is the specialist bomb maker codenamed Mike. Reinforcing police suspicions, soon after his arrest, Al-Ghazi led police to a huge arms cache in the southern Philippines that investigators believe were to be used in the attack on the U.S. embassy in Singapore. Al-Ghazi is suspected of being a member of a militant Islamic organization known as Jamaah Islamiyah, or simply the Islamic Group. Singapore and Malaysia are also holding dozens of men they accuse of belonging to the organization. Crescencio Malarit is the Manila police officer in charge of investigating Al-Ghazi and his links to Jamaah Islamiyah.
According to some information that were furnished us by the Singapore authorities, he was indeed a key figure in the Jamaah Islamiyah movement in Singapore and Indonesia. So probably he and his group are trying to establish a regional terrorist organization, mainly to include Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia, Bangkok, and probably Manila.
Throughout the last decade, Muslim extremists have taken refuge in the southern Philippines. Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law lived there until the early 1990s. So did Ramzi Yusuf, convicted in the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. The Philippines is an archipelago of more than 7,000 islands, with loose central control and a restive Muslim population in the south, making it an ideal hiding place. The big question is whether men like Al-Ghazi are part of a group with solely regional aims or cogs in a larger machine connected to Al-Qaeda. Superintendent Malarid plays down any link between Al-Ghazi and Al-Qaeda.
There might be some personalities here who have some peripheral connection with the Al-Qaeda. So we haven't established really whether he has some links or connection with the Al-Qaeda.
Malaysia and Singapore allege that the head of Jamaah Islamiyah, who they say is tied to Al-Qaeda, is an Indonesian cleric called Abu Bakar Bashir. It's now emerged that Al-Ghazi was a student at Abu Bakar's school in the Indonesian city of Solo. Diplomats say that Abu Bakar's aim was to overthrow moderate secular governments in the region and create Islamic states. Some diplomats believe that Abu Bakar has had contacts to Al-Qaeda and that Al-Ghazi, who speaks several Filipino dialects, provided the group's Philippine connection. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Manila.